be the smartest show in the Bay Area?
You guys are an intellectual feast for the smart sports fan in the Bay Area.
Wow.
You're pretty much the smartest guys on the radio.
I agree.
Good Lord, how big is your ego?
Are they the funniest show in the Bay Area?
Give it a laugh. Come on. You're a funny guy. Come on. Give me a laugh.
You are funny, dude.
Hit that S again.
Are they the coolest show in the Bay Area?
And no white boys. Hey, cool.
That's what people are saying.
You guys are phenomenal.
This is one of the most perfect ways that I could end my day, getting the chance to talk to Mr. Mark and Dan, you know?
We'll let you be the judge.
Oh.
All I know is it's a couple of Bay Area boys talking sports.
I know nothing.
Thanks.
It's Willard and Dibs on 95.7 The Game.
Happy Monday. Welcome. Willard and Dibs here on 95.7 The Game.
But if there is such a thing as a
Willard,
happy Monday.
I think he's officially off to wherever the hell they're going.
Oh, he's there.
Well, he did his Fox Sports radio show yesterday.
He did?
Yeah. He was on these very airwaves yesterday.
Knowing him, he might have done it from where he is.
Maybe.
Because that man will, he will plug and play. He will plug in and do his show because, you know, it's a good secondary, or in his case, tertiary income. He has so many jobs, I lose track. It's almost like he is Jamaican in some ways. That's the old stereotype. But he will, like, plug and broadcast. He'll do his thing from wherever. So he might already be wherever he is.
I think at the latest, he's on his way today, but he'll be gone for the whole week. So it's Dibs and Grandy with you all week long here on Willard and Dibs on 95.7 The Game. And Dibs, let's just continue the conversation that we began with the guys on the crossover, because the story and the talk of the town, not in a good way, is the Giants. And they opened the second half by getting swept in Toronto. Now, let me just get the qualifiers out of the way immediately. That's a pretty good Toronto team, one of the hottest teams in baseball. But you got Logan Webb, you got Robbie Ray on the bump, and two out of those three games, Dibs, it's unacceptable that you get swept like that.
Completely, and we actually talked about it on Friday, and I think I even said exactly what you're just describing, which is, well, when you have Logan and Robbie Ray in a series, well, you can pretty much all but guarantee you're not going to lose both of those. And then you go out Friday, and, you know, Verlander, he gave it up early, and I think you and I were actually watching it on the air. And
we were.
We both, I think during the break, were like, oh, you got to get him out of there. And then he lasted a little longer, which was cool, and, you know, the Giants didn't do anything, really, and you lost. And then going into the weekend, you thought, all right, Logan and Robbie, it's a split at worst. And I know Toronto is a good little team.
They're a good team now.
And thank you, Herm Edwards.
Leading the AL East.
Well, the AL East lead changes every, like, 14 minutes, it seems. That thing is, like, all over the place, and the Yankees are the best team, and yet they're not leading. And, well, Boston, ever since they got rid of that dead weight, they've been amazing. And, well, Baltimore, man, thoughts and prayers to Jason LaCanfora, a friend of the program. He is, like, if you follow him on Twitter, he is burying that team on the regular.
They tease their fan base with one great year last year. Now they're right back to the cellar.
Yeah, and then there's Toronto. It's like, wait, Toronto? You lead the division? So, yeah, Toronto's a good team, and the Giants are better than what they showed. And, yes, we could talk about the rotation, a couple of wobbly bullpen moments, the defense for me. But the one thing that I took away, the offense has been actually in that series, the offense was not the problem.
Now, shut out Friday, but you put up some runs Saturday and Sunday. You're right. Now, you did also get 11 hits Friday, somehow managed to not score a single run. I don't think anything is great right now, and you have questions with all aspects of your game. You said, Dibs, and I would agree with you, the Giants very likely, and I think most people would agree, and if you disagree, or even if you do agree, you can hit us up, 888-957-9570. You said, and I agree with you, the Giants are better than they showed over the weekend. Yeah, I think that's a fair take and a fair opinion. But what if I were to ask you this, Dibs? Are we sure the Giants are a good baseball team? Because we've just been attacking this from the perspective and from the point of view that since they acquired Rafi Devers, they are what feels like a playoff baseball team. We have a pretty decent amount of evidence, not just this past weekend. And Dibs, I agree with you. They're better than they showed this past weekend. But were our expectations, and for you, it went from hope to expectations? Were they simply too high for this baseball team? Are we still 100% convinced that this is a playoff-level baseball team at this point?
I'm 100% convinced it should be. Now, whether or not it will be is up to them, not me, and I can feel how I feel, but I look at what they have, and the rotation is still very good for the most part. Three of the five guys are very good, and the other two are iffy, but...
Well, that, you got an assumption there with Landon Roop, too. I mean...
Right. But and we're going to see coming up here in Atlanta if he can handle a very live ballpark.
Birdsong today, Roop tomorrow, then Verlander Wednesday.
I don't like the way that lays out,
no,
to be honest. But even beyond that, like Robbie Ray and Logan Webb, neither one of them was as good as they have been. So the rotation is a little bit more in question. The bullpen is still really good. I know that Frisbee Guy, Tyler Rogers, as my father-in-law calls him, Frisbee Guy, he gave up a couple of runs where... You already were behind, so big deal. But the offense for me, if you want to look at the back of the baseball card, and I know it's a dated reference, but the players that you have, Jung-Hoo Lee aside, because we don't really know what his track record is. He's just coming up now on a full season of actual baseball. But Adames is starting to be Willie, and I think Chapman is starting to be what we expect from Chapman. And Devers, I do think, as he gets more comfortable, will rise to that level. But the problem with this team, Grandy, is that all three phases, and you could add in the defense as the fourth phase, they all don't seem to be present on the same day, and that's a problem.
Yeah, so you got concerns with hitting. I mean, Devers has not just been below his standards. He's been, like, across baseball, a terrible hitter since he's been a Giant. Doesn't mean that he can't turn it around, and I think most people are expecting that he will, but he has been bad. We don't need to sugarcoat it. He's been bad as a Giant. For whatever reason, injuries, getting used to a new ballpark, a new clubhouse, new teammates, new life, new everything. I don't need to make excuses for the guy, but he has been bad. Adames has been better. Jung-Hoo Lee this month has been better. Chapman, since he came back from injuries, hit a couple of home runs, but hasn't been great either. We're talking about Ramos, who's now slumping at the plate. Flores, whether it's, you know, the shine... wearing off from his hot start to the season, or maybe it's because he's physically exhausted because he's playing in the field more often now. Whatever the case is, he's not hitting the ball nearly as well. Yaz has actually kind of been one of the Giants' more consistent players all year long. Patrick Bailey's been better of late to the point where he's sitting above 200 now. Congratulations. But you have questions all over the place there. You look at your starting pitching. You still feel really good about Logan Webb, and one rough start is not going to make you change your mind or your opinion about who Robbie Ray can be the rest of the year. Landon Roop's been amazing, but he's approaching innings limits. I've got a question mark there. I have a major question mark on Hayden Birdsong, and maybe even a larger question mark on Justin Verlander. And then the defense, I mean, the Giants claim to be this team that's going to do all the small things right. We're going to pitch, we're going to play defense, we're going to play clean baseball, we're going to limit extra 90 feet, and we're going to gain extra 90 feet whenever we possibly can, and we're going to out-execute these teams and win games that way. That's not true at all. The Giants got to be one of the worst small ball execution teams in the entire league. I don't see a single area, Dibs, unless Logan Webb is on the bump and pitching the way he normally does. I don't see a single thing, maybe other than the bullpen, that they can really, you know, lean their hats. I don't see the area where they say we are better than our opponents at X, Y, and Z. I don't see it.
It's starting pitching, and not of late, and it's the bullpen. You're right. And the bullpen ERA was number one as we headed into the weekend, and I'd have to check the numbers, but they're probably still 1, 2, or 3.
Yeah.
Houston was there, the Mets were there, whatever. But the thing that is most troubling to me in this moment is the defense. And it's not so much of... like, you're making errors, but it's the loosey-goosey kind of, you know, whether or not it's ball into right center where Jung-Hoo Lee and I think it was Matos, they both came over.
Yep.
Neither one of them cut it off. I don't know if it's a language barrier or the nonverbal or whatever it was, but the ball bounced by both of them and went all the way to the wall. And Elliot Ramos in left is...
it's an adventure.
It's an adventure.
In a bad way.
I'm glad you said that because... whether it's a ball down the line and he comes in too sharp and it goes by him or... and it was kind of a tough beat. I think it might have been Saturday where it was that sinking liner into left center and he busted over and he kind of did a half dive slide. And it was in the glove and then it came out and...
would have been a great play.
Would have been.
But...
would have, could have, should have.
It's in your glove. You probably should squeeze that one.
Right. And so for me, it's not even like you look at errors and... that sort of thing. Although we've had errors with this team. But
you're, it is so much more than that. You're right.
Right. But if you're a team that's going to be pitching in defense and, you know, we're going to beat you 4-3, well, then those little things have to be buttoned up and they're just not right now.
Yeah. You have to be better than your opponents at those things. If you're going to have a lineup that isn't swinging the bat well, and maybe you have at times some inconsistent starting pitching. If you have eyes on being a postseason team and those are your realities, you have to be better in the other small areas. And you're right, it's not just as simple as errors or like the easy-to-see mistakes defensively. There's also, there was a moment, this was Matos in right field. This was, I think it was in the Phillies series, so not the series, not the Dodgers series right before the break, but the one before that. So second-to-last series before the All-Star break. And it was late in the game. It was not extras. It might have been the eighth inning. Runner on second for the Phillies, either no outs or one out. So you have an opportunity, if you're the Phillies, to have a productive out and get a runner over to third base, worst case. And there's a medium-deep fly ball to right field. And it's going to be relatively easily catchable for Matos. So I'm thinking in my mind, if I'm the Phillies, I'm the runner on second base, I'm getting ready to tag and head to third. And that should be going through Matos' mind as well. So if you have enough time, you set your momentum up right behind the ball dibs, and you catch it as you move into the infield to carry your momentum to the infield. And Matos just kind of lazily jogs over, and he has plenty of time to get behind it. And he catches it slowly as his momentum is taking him to the foul line down the left field line. Makes no sense to me. Now, I forget who was on second base for the Phillies, but he made a major mistake and didn't take advantage. They did not go and take that extra, that free 90 feet. But it's small things like that, Dibs, where this team, they promise and they say we're going to be buttoned up and we're going to do those small things and we're going to out-execute teams and win games that way, but I haven't seen it at any kind of consistent level all season long.
And part of that is because you have younger players like Matos and Ramos, guys who are, you know, playing their real first full season of regular baseball. And I know that Matos is not a regular player, but Ramos is.
Yeah.
And,
yep,
you know, you get into that spot where you've got guys playing more defensively than they ever have before. And, you know, you've got a team that is not super buttoned up. And I give Willy Adames credit at shortstop because he's gotten better. He's not gold glove caliber, but he went, I think early in the year, April and May, it was a little bit
rough,
a little rough and scary. But since then, he actually has been making not only the routine plays, but he's been making good plays and great plays as well. And then, you know, Schmidt at second, he's been solid. First base has been a little bit of a revolving door. Chappie, we know, is legit. And Bailey, as a catcher, has been mostly great. So defensively, it's a little bit, for me, just the outfield.
Yeah, no, it has not been good. Hey, you want to win a pair of tickets to this Saturday's Giants-Mets game? It's Stephen Curry bobblehead giveaway night, and we have a pair of tickets to give away today, courtesy of Panini. All you need to know for now is be sure you're listening at 4:30. One will let you know exactly how you can win. And if you don't win today, we're giving away another pair of tickets to the Saturday Giants-Mets game during the show tomorrow. So just keep listening. It's Willard and Dibs, Dibs and Grandy with you. We're back with more right after this on 95.7 The Game.
Now, back to Willard and Dibs on 95.7 The Game.
No, Willard, it's Dibs and Grandy with you here on Willard and Dibs. 888-957-9570 if you want to join the show. We're talking about the Giants, and the way they open up the second half, not ideal. 4-0 loss Friday, 6-3 loss Saturday, 8-6 loss yesterday. They get swept by the Blue Jays, one of the hottest teams in baseball, Dibs.
Nice.
Now the Giants, though, 52-48. I mean, we're talking about, I mean, that's we're 100 games in, Dibs, 52-48, and they're 4 games over .500. This does not, it's really not all that different from what the Giants and Giants fans have been used to the last handful of years, honestly.
Right, which is the epitome of mediocrity. And if you look at the last 3 years, 2022, 23, and 24, I believe they are either a game above or a game below 500, and that is through, that'd be 486 games.
Wow.
And they're like 245 and 241 or something like that. I don't have the exact records in front of me, but they have been absolute dead 500 mediocre. And then this year, that's what's so frustrating, is they started out great, and then since then they've been, you know, quietly a little bit below 500. You get Devers, it's like, okay, You got Devers. Time to ride. What did Buster Posey say? It's time to go. Time to go. Well, I mean, you went, and then here you are back where you started, where you got swept by the Marlins, and you get swept by the Blue Jays, and now you're four games above 500, and you're not in trouble, but playoffs are
well within reach.
Yes.
This is not season is over. Sell at the deadline, although we could talk about that. But it's
you're
not
a big
going great.
Sell the deadline guy.
I have been the last few years because I knew those teams were going nowhere.
Well, on Friday, we were talking about what to buy, and now here we are on Monday, and how are you feeling about the buy or sell paradigm?
Well, I don't think they're really going to do either. I don't think they're going to – I mean, they might get a left-handed reliever or something small or a fifth outfielder or an infielder that can play a couple of different positions who's not going to play every day. Like something small like that, sure. But I think you can take the Giants out of the mix for any of the big name guys that might be moved. Like Eugenio Suarez or Mitch Keller or Sandy Alcantara, any of those guys? No. No way the Giants are going out of their way to give up what it would take to get one of those guys in here. No chance.
Especially when you look at like the future, not only the short term, but the long term future of this team and the rotation. Robbie Ray has one more year under contract. And
he'd get you something on the open market.
He would, but you're not going to sell Robbie Ray.
No, you're not, but he would. I mean, if the Giants were to suddenly say, Dibs, all right, we're open to taking calls on Robbie Ray, every team interested in buying at the deadline would call the Giants.
No doubt. And, I mean, you'd get a lot for him, but you basically would be telling your clubhouse and your fan base, it's the white flag.
Which is why they won't do it.
Right. And I mean, I do think that it becomes an interesting conversation next year at this time. And, you know, next year at this time, if they are in a similar spot and Robbie Ray is on the last year of his deal, then I do think it becomes more of an interesting conversation about, you know, what you might do. I do look at the Fangraphs and the odds to make the playoffs, and I think that last week
it was like 44 or something like that.
Something like that.
46, right below 50%.
But close.
Yeah.
29.2.
29.2. It dropped that low?
That's what Fangraphs has it as right now.
Oh my God.
1.8 to win the division, 27.4 to get the wild card, 29.2. The Padres are above them, as are the Brewers and the Mets as far as like the wild card teams ahead of them. They're right alongside. They're barely ahead of the Diamondbacks and the Cardinals right now.
Yeah, so the Giants are six out of the West. The Dodgers honestly have kept losing. They just got swept again by the Brewers. The Brewers are playing amazing. The Brewers have won 10 games in a row. They can't lose right now. The Dodgers, all they do is lose right now unless they're playing the Giants. In fact, the Dodgers last 12 games, Dibs, swept by the Astros, swept by the Brewers. They take 2 of 3 from the Giants and then swept by the Brewers. That's their 12 games.
2-10.
And the only wins are versus the Giants for the Dodgers in their last 12.
Well, and I guess that is like the glass half full for the Giants because you haven't been great and you're only 6 back. The Padres quietly 3.5 back of the Dodgers and, you know, they haven't been playing great. But for me, that I guess would be the overall positive takeaway is that the Giants have not been very good, yet you're only 6 back in the division and you're still right there in the wild card.
2.5 games out of a wild card spot, but the Reds have pulled even with you. The Cardinals are only a game out. The D-backs only 2 games out. It feels like those four teams, you've got the Brewers who are pretty clear and away going to be a wild card team or a division winner. Whatever team wins the Central is going to have a second place finisher, probably also be in the wild card. Then the Mets, Padres, Giants, Reds, Cardinals, D-backs. That's the group that's going to be fighting for the last 2 wild card spots. D-backs might be sellers at the deadline. We will see. Maybe they make their decision, but we'll see how it all plays out. One thing that I want to ask the audience and what I want to hear from you Giants fans about is this. 888-957-9570. Are we still sure that this is a good baseball team? Are we still sure that this is a team that whose expectations should be to make the playoffs? I'm not overreacting. I'm not reacting to just this one series. We have a good chunk of evidence now that suggests this might not be a good baseball team. Is that fair? Is that absurd? Let us know. 888-957-9570. We go first to Guru in Sunnyvale. Guru, what's up? You're on with Dibs and Grandy. How you doing?
How are you guys doing?
We're good, man. What do you got?
Yeah, I mean, so after watching this weekend, it's not really about the fact that they got swept, but how they got swept. Just like the multiple facets of the game that went awry, and it just leaves a bad taste in your mouth, because going into the All-Star weekend, we were talking about, okay, what are the arms they could add? What are the bats they could add? But the fact of the matter is, this team is not one arm away. They're not one bat away from competing in any shape, way, shape, or form in the National League. And like after watching this weekend, I think Buster gave this team, to try to give this team a shot in the arm with the Devers acquisition. But this, I mean, they haven't shown, or they haven't proven that, you know, they have become a better team because of that. In fact, they've become kind of become worse after that move. And I think if you're Buster Posey, I think we've seen enough. I think it's time to sell Robbie Ray. I think it's time to sell some of the bullpen arms you have and see what you can get. Because don't forget, your farm system is also 28 in Major League Baseball, and you need to improve that as well. And so what I see is that, I mean, this team plays its best baseball when there's no pressure put on them. I think spring training, they played really good ball. Beginning of the season, they played really good ball. And it's after the pressure got put on them with the Devers acquisition and their early success, it was sort of downhill from there. I mean, yes, and it's not a metric you can find on FanGraphs, but it's just watching the team and watching how they play. They haven't responded to the pressure very well. So I think take some of the pressure off, sell some of your key pieces, strengthen the farm system, and see what you got. See what you got with this team. Give Devers a rest. I think he's banged up, frankly. And yeah, those are just my thoughts. But thanks, guys.
Yeah, appreciate the call, Guru. I mean, okay, there's one caller on the side of, I mean, I don't know if that was 100% wave the white flag, because what Guru was saying was they're better when there's less pressure and expectation, and maybe they play better if they sell off some of their talent, which is kind of an odd thought, but I'll hear you out, Guru. I would be absolutely, utterly shocked if that were to happen, Dibs. It's just not the way that the Giants tend to operate. It's not even the way that Farhan tended to operate. He wouldn't even sell. He wouldn't really buy. He just kind of do nothing,
right?
Which always infuriated me. I kind of feel like we are destined for something similar at this trade deadline, and that's, I mean, I guess if I was upset at Farhan for it, I should be upset at Posey for it, but we can also say Buster already took the big swing and got Rafi Devers here in the first place, which, despite their struggles right now, Dibs, I'm not going back and saying they never should have made that trade. You didn't get just Devers for the rest of this season. You have Devers for next year, 2 years from now, 3 years from now, and to the point where it's probably going to be a negative contract at the tail end. But that was already a move that Buster made, and I'd still make that 100 times out of 100.
Of course you would, and so that's why when you look at the deadline, for me, you look at it from the perspective of he's already made the big deal. And is there another big deal out there? Will another team make a big deal? Absolutely. And you've got teams like the Yankees who are looking to make a big splash because, you know, they're in it, but they're not as good as they thought that they should be.
They need pitching. Look for them to get Mitch Keller from the Pirates. That's the latest rumor.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And also, what, Joe Kelly is a guy who's out there, and he might be on the move. And, you know, the Tigers aren't always in it. And this year, they're not only in it, they're one of the best teams in baseball. So
first team to 60 wins.
They're going to be out there. They're going to be buyers because Detroit knows that you must, like John Henry famously said, you must strike while the iron is hot. And so they're going to strike because they're not normally this good. And if you're the Giants and you look at what you have next year, you've got Devers, Adamas, Chapman, Ray, Lee, and Webb. They're all under contract, as well as all the pups that are not even arbitration eligible. And many of them are your bullpen arms, Doval and Rodriguez and the rest of them. So you're not going to sell Robbie Ray right now. If you get to next year and you're in this spot where you're kind of stuck in the middle and maybe you don't think that you've got a great chance, well, then Robbie Ray becomes sellable because he'd be in the final year of his deal. Right now, you don't sell Robbie Ray. He's just now coming back off of Tommy John. He got, what, 6 starts last year, and then now he's been terrific this year. So you hold on to him and you try to win.
Yeah. Well, Steelers wheel stuck in the middle with you, Dibs. Is that where the Giants are?
They're not quite stuck in the middle. I mean, right now they are because they're coming off a sweep. And what, they're 3-6 in their last nine, and you can go further back and look at how they've struggled. And I guess you could look, you said nine games left until the deadline.
Yes,
Steiny said that, I think.
Three series.
Right, so
you got
if you
Braves,
go...
Braves, Mets, Pirates. Those are the three series.
Braves, Mets, Pirates.
Mets and Pirates at home.
Right, and those, honestly, the Mets are really good. The Braves aren't, and the Pirates are kind of a joke. I think you will face Paul Skeens, though. If you go 2-7 over the next nine, well, then maybe you get to a spot where you look to sell.
Maybe. Maybe. One thing that I wanted to ask Guru, our most recent caller, was what happens if they go 7-2 in their next nine? Does that change the calculus at all? I think you feel this way, Dibs, and I feel this as well. I don't really think it matters what the Giants do over these next nine games in terms of what they're going to do with the trade deadline. We can get more into that, but let's go back out to the phone lines at 888-957-9570. Again, are we sure the Giants are a good baseball team? I don't want to just overreact to one bad series, but we have a pretty big mountain of evidence that suggests over the last month plus, this is not a very good baseball team. So what is a fair expectation for this team, assuming no major changes? 888-957-9570. John is in Kentfield, and he's up next. John, you're on with Dibs and Grandy. What's up, John?
Say, gentlemen, good afternoon. Great Jerry Rafferty reference, by the way. I would say, for me, as a Giants fan, I don't want to say that this team isn't any good. I've seen some very good things from this team. I will say that they're not interesting. And when you list off those other teams, the Mets, the Reds, to me, would be more of an interest in the postseason. So I'd like to see the Giants get interesting in some way. And I'm not sure exactly how to do that, but maybe a trade here and there would be what's needed.
John, let me ask you. John, stay on the line. Let me just say, over the next three series, nine games before the trade deadline, Devers hits 400 and hits three home runs. Is that not interesting to you?
Yeah, that would finally lift my spirits. I agree, but I think we've been waiting for that. And your question was, is this a good team? And even after we got him, we just haven't been very good. If he comes alive and starts showing us why, you know, and he starts making these other players around him good, Chapman, Adamas, I mean, if they start following his lead, then then I would get interested again.
Okay. Appreciate the call, John. I guess it's just as simple as play good baseball and you'll be interesting, which I think that's probably how most fans feel. But even if you have all the talent in the world on paper on the back of your baseball card, if you struggle, then it's going to be hard to be entertaining to fans.
Yeah, I mean, winning is more entertaining than losing. We know that. And I do think that this team is a lot more entertaining than what we had last year and even previous years beyond that. And you've got a team now that you can actually rely on. And you ran down the starting lineup for today earlier in the broadcast. And yeah, it's like the lineup, maybe the places and the people in the places are different than they normally would be, but they're exactly who you would think would be out there. So that for me becomes more interesting. And yeah, they've struggled since they got Devers, and it hasn't just been Devers who struggled. It's been the whole team. And I think that's why you can look at it and think maybe they're not as interesting because they're not winning.
888-957-9570. Are we sure the Giants are a good baseball team still? Has the last, not just this past series, the last handful of weeks, has that changed your expectations? Or are you just, you're patient? You still got belief? You're just waiting for these bats to figure things out, and then you're confident that this team will start winning baseball games and still has the postseason ahead of them. 888-957-9570. Richie's in Queens and is up next. What's up, Richie? You're on with Dibs and Grandy. How you doing?
Hey, okay, boys. How are you?
We're good.
Am I sure that... No. Not sure. How can you be? Hey, Dibs, it's good talking to you. It's been a while. You know, 191 batting average with men on base since June 1st. A 590 OPS. Worst in the game. You know, guys, when you look at this team and you look at other teams, like, and that's what you got to do. You got to compare it to the teams that they're going to beat. With Milwaukee having Terang and having Sal, their left fielder with speed, they make things happen. Aziz and Machado on San Diego. And, you know, and the shortstop from Cincinnati. Just big-time plays. When you look at our team, you say, And, you know, the one guy that's getting a pass, and obviously Adamus is coming around and Devers is not, is Lee. Lee has been a tremendous disappointment. Tremendous. We do not have a leadoff hitter. Right now we have no three hitter. We have five, six, and sevens, and that's what Adamus and Chapman are. I love those guys, but they're 245 hitters. So to say what's going to turn it around, because I heard Contos a couple of weeks ago when they got Devers, and I called you guys about it when he said this could be an elite lineup, and I was just shaking my head. I don't see it, because Bailey's another one at the bottom. Schmidt, you know, I thought Fitzgerald could be a plus. And then, guys, when you look at their pitching, is Verlander going to hold up? Is Birdsong going to hold up? Is, you know, you're hoping Webb and Ray should be there. Bullpen is solid. Again, gun to my head. I hate using that terminology, by the way.
Yeah, me too.
In this day and age.
Yeah.
But basically, are they can they start to play up to their numbers? Yeah, but, and the previous caller is right. When you don't hit, you just look bad. You look listless. And they swing and miss. Chapman's got the worst on knocking runners in for the year. And I love him. He's a hard-nosed player. I don't doubt their intensity. They all hustle. There's nobody like a Jazz Chisholm that they got in New York. They were all over about him not hustling. They do that. But the talent, is it enough for them to get into a wild card spot? I'm saying when I go, Dibs, you know, I'm going into Milwaukee at late August. I hope it means something. But if they go 2-7 the next nine games, I don't know what they're going to do if they're going to just try to get somebody.
Will you cancel your trip, Richie? I mean, they got 13 games. Actually, they have more than that until your trip. If they are below 500, will you just go ahead and bag it, Richie?
I'm going to go anyway because I go to a different park every year. Pittsburgh last year, Kansas City the year before. I'm meeting my daughter here. I'm going to see them at the baseball game, so I will go. But I was hoping it means something at this point. And I don't think there'll be eight out. If, you know, there's always life with three wild cards, but they are so listless and so frustrating. Man on first and second, nobody out. Man on second, nobody out. They don't move them over. You know, Posey preached that. Small ball, get runners in. Get that one run in. They get a base hit. Guy drops the ball in left field. You know, Ramos got a hit, by the way. Ramos is dropping to be a 240 hitter. And the next thing you know, first and second, no out. Devers strikeout. Adamus strikeout. Chapman pop out. I know he hit a home run, but tell me, guys, they are frustrating to watch.
They really are, Richie.
You have to agree.
I agree
with that.
I absolutely agree, Richie. And you just talking about your frustrations makes me think back to how I felt maybe this time last year, Dibs. And really, like 2022, 2023, and 2024. 2021, of course, they were amazing, and you were just like, oh my God, when am I going to wake up from this dream? But every year since then, Dibs, the Giants have been at this point in the year, and I could do it during the commercial break. I'd go back and look, what was the Giants' record through 100 games each of those last handful of years? I would imagine it's somewhat similar to where they are right now. I wouldn't imagine you have a team that's 10 games better or 10 games worse than what the Giants are at this point in the season, any of those last handful of years. The difference in how I feel, Dibs, is I felt like being 500 last year or 2 years ago or 3 years ago, that honestly felt like a good accomplishment. But I got to a point where I was sick and tired of 500 baseball feeling like an achievement, feeling like they overachieved. Now I'm at a point where 500 baseball really pisses me off because I feel like they're capable of doing that much more. So the fact that Richie is so frustrated, that I'm so upset, it is kind of like the power of expectation and what and the responsibility that comes with that. I wouldn't feel so upset if I didn't believe that the team was better. So at least I have the belief that I think they're better, but it makes them being at this spot that much more frustrating because I know that they can be better.
And they should be better, and they have been better. And that's the thing about it that I think, you know, as we sit here 100 games in, you get frustrated because you added Adamus in the offseason, you added Devers, and, you know, you've got Elliot Ramos, who was having a good year, and it seemed like offensively you had a lot more going on. And last year, after 100 games, you were 48-52. So this is...
4 games difference.
Right. You're 52-48. 2 years ago, just looking at it, you were 54-46.
2 games better.
right, than what you are now. But I think your greater point is the one that many people are feeling, like, you know, it seems a little bit like, you know, the same old thing where, you know, you're kind of the same team hovering around 500. And I look back to 2022 when you were 49-51. So over the last 4 years, you've been either four above or two below or four below. You've been the same team. But this year, when you have two of the best starting pitchers in baseball and the best bullpen and what we thought was a rejuvenated offense, you'd expect that they would be better, and they're just not.
They're not. They have not been yet. Time for a break. Jonathan, I see you on hold. We will get to you right when we come back from break. If you want to weigh in, plenty of time to do so. 888-957-9570. Are we still sure the Giants are a good baseball team? Is this a playoff baseball team? Is this just a slump that they're in right now? Or do we have to kind of reassess who this team is? Are they still a postseason quality baseball team? 888-957-9570. We're brought to you by Fremont Bank. Here for you, here for good. It's Dibs and Grandy back with more next on Willard and Dibs on 95.7 The Game.